Log Talk Radio.
Altar, broadcasting out of Rockville, Maryland, a suburb of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America. This is the call to national repentance. The Lord is calling the church in the United States of America to national repentance, to repent from the sins has so permeated the garment the Lord has given the church, from sexual sin in the pulpit, sexual sin that has run rampant through the land, including homosexuality that's even been ordained at the altar of the Lord. We have racism in the church in the United States of America, where we have all black and all white and all Hispanic, and all Korean, and all Chinese churches in the United States of America. They've become clubs, exclusivity clubs, where it's not representative at all of the kingdom of God and what the Lord has called them to saints to be, the glorious bride of Christ. The Lord is calling the church in the United States to repent from the love of money, the love of money that is so rampant throughout the United States, where the dollar has become the altar of Baal, even at the altar of the Lord. We've been covering in our prior segments the word of the Lord that he's speaking right now to the Church of the United States of America in Revelation 3, Chapter 3, verses 14 through 21, and the call to repentance that many of the churches in the revelation of Jesus Christ were called to repentance. 5 out of 7 specifically were called to repentance. And as we looked at the Church of Laodicea, we saw that she shared so much in common with the church in the United States of America and the entire Western Church, that there can be no mistake that the word of the Lord is being fulfilled, even today. And we know that the word is alive. Jesus says that heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never perish. For the word of the Lord endures forever. The call to national repentance in the United States requires a humility, a sharpening of the spiritual ears, and of the spiritual eyes to see and the spiritual ears to hear what the Lord is saying to the Church of the United States of America and to the saints throughout the land. And we shared the good news that this is about preparing for the coming of the Messiah. This is about being garbed in the righteous robe garment of the Lord that is promised to the saints, to those that hear the voice of the Lord, to those that are walking in righteousness and walking in holiness. And we started with Ezekiel 34, the fallen house of the Lord, how the shepherds have manipulated the sheep and ruled them with hard-hearted harshness. These are strong words from the Lord that he spoke to his prophet Ezekiel. And we see as a dual-fold prophecy that has come to pass, not just in the States, but we see this throughout the globe, where a wicked prosperity gospel is preached to the children of the Lord that leads her to another God, leads her to another kingdom, and deceives the end time saints, deceives the children of the Lord into replacing the Lord with another kingdom and another God, the God of prosperity, of things of the world, as the mighty prophet would say, the horizontal gospel that leads men and women to the world and not to the kingdom of God. But the call that's gone out in the United States of America is clear. Many of the pastors throughout the land, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the northern border to the Gulf Coast, are aware. And so they are accountable for what the Lord is saying at this hour. Even the unbelievers, even the heathens and the pagans know something has changed dramatically in the world today. We can see the fomentation of war that is global. We can see that the black horse of famine is global, whether East Asia, whether Europe, or even North America and the United States, that there is a famine throughout the globe. There's also been a famine of hearing the word of the Lord. And we shared the scripture in Amos chapter 8, that the days would come, says the sovereign Lord, that he would send a famine throughout the land, not a famine of food, but a famine of hearing the word of the Lord. And we see that that scripture has clearly been fulfilled. And then we declare to the United States of America, as the Lord is reaching out to his saints by the power of the mighty Holy Spirit in this Joel 2:28 end time revival, a revival to prepare the saints for the coming of the Messiah, that his word has been quickened, and it's the mighty Holy Spirit quickens the word of the Lord. We saw this in Acts chapter 2. When the Holy Spirit showed up on the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 2, that the old and established priesthood was swept away, and the violent wind swept all of it away, and the traditions of men. And we see the Lord has raised up a new priesthood, using fishermen, using tax collectors. The Lord had used the young. The Lord had used the unschooled. Not one had a theology degree. Not one had a background that was of priestly nature, except for Paul, that we find later on in the book of Acts, that he runs into Jesus Christ himself. And so it is today, as Peter prophesied with the Joel 2:28 revival, and the Lord had poured out his spirit, surely he did, upon the house of the Lord and upon the children of the Lord. And so we are seeing that today, globally, upon the children of the Lord. In the dreams, in the visions, to return unto the Lord in righteousness, to return to the Lord in holiness. For this revival is about preparing for the coming of the Messiah. Not preparing for a wealth transfer on planet Earth, not preparing for that next socioeconomic promotion, not preparing for building one's own kingdom, but the Holy Spirit is coming in mightily, sweeping away the old priesthood, that earthly focused priesthood, and preparing the children of the Lord for the coming of the Messiah. And so as we covered Ezekiel 34 and Ezekiel 37, and have prophesied to the dry bones, so it is with the call to national repentance in the United States of America. We'll run to Thursday, May 9th, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, where the pastors in the land have been called to begin gathering for national repentance, to begin fasting, to begin praying, to begin the wearing of sackcloth, to begin humbling from their own ways, and to begin taking up the ways of the Lord. For too long, the church has gone on her own ways, the ways of men, and not the ways of the Lord. The one scripture reference to touch upon briefly in this short segment is Genesis 18, chapter 18, verse 32. This is Genesis 18, chapter 18, verse 32. This is Abraham speaking, and he's speaking to the Lord, and he's actually pleading with the Lord. Let's hear what the Lord says in Genesis 18, verse 32. Then he said, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak once more." Those 10 should be found there. And the Lord's response to Abraham, as we read on, is if he finds 10 there, he will not destroy the city. This was, as a backdrop, the angels of the Lord revealed themselves to Abraham on their way to Sodom. On the way to Sodom, to destroy Sodom, and Abraham started at the number 50. And if there were 50, would the Lord destroy Sodom? And then he made it all the way down to 10. If there were 10 righteous in Sodom, would the Lord stay his wrath? The Lord said that he would, if there were 10 in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. Just as it is today, when the Lord is calling, will the Lord find 10 that would stand forth and plead the blood of the Lamb, intercede for the land, repent on behalf of the land, the United States of America, their own home, their own families, their own sins, and their own ministries? Will 10 righteous be found in the land of the United States of America? I get that, Pastor Rebecca, was there a scripture that you wanted to share?
Yes, in Isaiah 64, many say that we die. We're not really that bad, you know, but we really don't sin that much. However, there are many daily who do things that are unpleasing to the Lord's eyes. We do not know his ways, and we have sinned. In Isaiah 64, verse 5, it says, "You meet him who rejoices and does righteousness, who remembers you in your ways. You are indeed angry, for we have sinned. In these ways we continue, and we need to do verse 6. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are in filthy rags. And that pretty much puts all of us in the capsule and shifts us down the ocean, because we all do wrong. We all are not familiar with the Lord's ways. We need to become more familiar, and that is the necessity for repentance, for the sins that we do daily, because when we sin, as we have mentioned before in another segment, we sin against the Lord God Almighty first before anybody else, and then we sin against our brothers and sisters in the Lord and others who we offend. We offend daily. We intentionally do it sometimes. Sometimes we do it unintentionally. But I do not know of a single human being that is on the face of this earth that has not either offended or been offended by another human being. So that is why there is such a need for repentance, from the White House clear down to the least...
the common house, amen.
The common house, yeah. Very, very, very good. Thank you, Pastor.
This references for repentance are myriad throughout the gospel and throughout the Old Testament as well. For the word says, this is what Pastor Rebecca was reading, Isaiah 64 and elsewhere, that all have fallen short of the glory of the Lord. And we see that in Isaiah 48, that but for the Lord, we would all be blotted out. That's all. It wasn't some or most, but that all would be blotted out. But for his name's sake, he will not. For he is of those that will return to the Lord and return from their wicked ways and turn to the Lord of righteousness and to the Lord of holiness. For we have changed the character of the Lord in the United States of America and throughout the globe, but particularly here in the States. We have said that there is so much grace to cover our sins as to give us a license to sin. And so we have abominable TVs in our home and pretend that the Lord doesn't see. We watch abominable Hollywood movies that teach divorce, adultery, homosexuality, violence, greed, gluttony, and we think the Lord doesn't see. And we have all of these sins that modern Christianity is of this errant belief and has been deceived, but the Lord has changed, and it's okay to do these things. But we know there are no modern Christians in heaven, because there is no modern God in heaven. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The standard of righteousness and the standard of holiness never changes. That is an attribute and quality of our Lord and Savior. It is not subject to change. In this world, men change and decay. We see that through our systems, through our economies, through our governments, even in our own lives as we grow old from decay and die. As a curse from the garden, from sin and disobeying the Lord, as we grow about to decay. The scripture examples I run through briefly where the children of the Lord mourn before them, and fasted, and the Lord heard. This is the currency, if you will, to reach the throne of the Lord. For the heavens have been brass above the land in the United States of America, where the idea of a Bible to fill the pew and to fill the church, and of course, fill the tithing basket and the offering basket. And if the church is packed out and there's plenty of money flowing in, we must be in revival. But if the saints recycle back to sin, and if the saints recycle back and go to another god, clearly that's not revival. That is not the revival of the Lord, to prepare for the coming of the Messiah, to walk in fellowship with the Lord. For the Lord is about the business of restoring relationships, our relationship with Him. For He goes out and seeks the lost sheep, those that go on astray. And we've seen the blood of the Lamb has been used, and we see that the cross is no longer preached in the land of America. And yet it's the blood of the Lamb. It's the cross. It's a violent instrument of torture that has all of the power to deliver from sexual sin, to deliver from addiction, to deliver from greed and gluttony and violence and every sort of bondage. And with the cross and the blood being removed, and this gospel of easy believism, if you will, a so much grace, is it any wonder that the church looks as ill as she does, not just in the United States, but much of Western culture? But we do see that in the United States, that there is no righteousness in the house of the Lord, for the Holy Spirit is removed from the house of the Lord. For the one that could make righteous, for the one in prayer, has not been allowed to help prepare. Because after all, sin is holy, and a church that is running in rampant sin cannot fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And so we have to ask what the Lord is calling in the United States of America. We have Daniel chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. Please write that down. Daniel chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. And there we see Daniel repent for everyone in the nation. Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. Nehemiah repents for his own sins, the sins of his father, and the sins of the nation of Israel. Chapter 1, verse 5. There you find Job repenting and offering on behalf of the sins of his family. Job, the righteous Job. Malachi, chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Here we see in the Lord's word, clearly the Lord sees and hears those that are mourning, those in fasting, those in repentance. The Lord's word, if it wasn't obvious enough in Daniel or Nehemiah or Job or 2 Chronicles 7:14, and we all know this scripture, those that are called by my name, repent, I will turn and heal the land. We have Malachi 3:13-18. And the Lord says He hears the words of His mourners. In the New Testament, we have chapter 3, verse 2, the call to personal repentance. Matthew chapter 3, verse 8, the call to show fruit of repentance. It's not saying, oh, we are repenting. Revival on Sunday, the money that we have a free chair to go to the office and watch all sorts of many things on TV and all that entertainment hour. No, that's not revival, and that's not repentance. That is going back to the unholy things of this world that adapt the church of her strength, her witness, her testimony, and her power. For the Holy Spirit will not fellowship with darkness. And we know two or more cannot walk together unless they are in agreement. This is a call to national repentance, to walk in agreement with the Lord, walk in agreement with the mighty Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 17, verse 3. Ignorance is not an excuse anymore. It's not been rightly taught, for there's been a famine in the land. It's not been rightly taught in America or the West that we are to be holy and that we are to be righteous. We are to repent and turn from our wicked ways. But that excuse is no longer valid. For the Spirit of the Lord, the Joel 2:28 promise, has been poured out on the global church of the children of the Lord. And as it was in the days of Noah, it may not be 8 billion children of the Lord. And as we saw in Noah's day, it was a very, very small portion and segment that heard Noah, the preacher of righteousness, and that prepared and entered into the ark. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be the coming of the Son of Man. And we see now that scripture is not an exaggeration, but that the word of the Lord will be fulfilled. And some great humility, and then even fright, as in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling, we hear the call to national repentance for our homes, our families, our businesses, our nation, our churches, our ministry, and the priesthood, which is so abysmally failed in the United States of America. We have Acts 17, chapter 17, verse 30. Not an excuse anymore. And then finally, we have Revelation chapter 2 and Revelation chapter 3, where five of the seven churches are meant to repent. This is important because of a suggestion from our Lord and Savior. It's an idea from our Lord and Savior. And he made it right. He commanded to turn from our wicked ways, from being blind, from being naked, and being poor, very spiritually poor and bankrupt. We are looking at the church of the last decades, and she is bankrupt. And that she is sin, the pagans and the heathens, and the even see the sin, and that there's no power of the Lord in the house of the Lord anymore. So we have plenty of scriptural references, plus we have what the Lord is speaking to the church today to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. It's a serious call to national repentance and not a call to be taken lightly. And we'll gather on Thursday nationally. We'll hear from the pastors throughout the land of the United States. And we'll continue to pray and intercede that 10 will be found here. For Abraham said in Genesis 18, chapter 18, verse 32, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more." Suppose 10 should be found there. And if 10 would have been found in Sodom, Sodom would have been spared. And that's the same call today in the United States of America. Let's pray that 10 is found in the United States that will heed the call of the Lord, turn from her wicked ways, prepare for the coming of the Messiah in righteousness and in holiness. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We'll circle back around on Thursday as the Lord leads at 8 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States. Let's pray and intercede that the Lord's perfect will be done. His church is found ready, preparing for the way, the coming of the Messiah. And with that, we wish you well and bid you well. And God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.